We are saying good morning to some University of Maryland Shore Regional Health experts as they bring us the latest installment of their Ask the Expert series. Joining us on the phone line this morning, Christina Wingate Spence, my lovely wife and manager of communications and marketing. And today's experts are here as well, Dr. Jeffrey Etherton and Dr. Benjamin Remo, Easton-based cardiologist with the University of Maryland Community Medical Group Cardiology. Everybody, good morning. How are you guys?
Morning.
Thanks for having us.
Christina's going to start first with us, and won't you share with us a little bit about Shore Regional Health and what's going on?
Absolutely, and thank you again for bringing us in for another installment of Ask the Expert. As part of the University of Maryland Medical System, the University of Maryland Shore Regional Health is the principal provider of comprehensive health care services for the residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Queen Anne's, and Talbot counties. Shore Regional Health's team of more than 2,500 employees, medical staff, board members, and volunteers strives to be the region's leader in patient-centered health care by offering our patients regional access to care provided by a group of highly skilled medical experts. I am very pleased to have two of those experts with us today, Dr. Etherton and Dr. Remo, both highly regarded members of our medical staff who, in honor of American Heart Month, we'll be sharing some valuable information about cardiology services and cardiovascular advancements right here in our region.
I think a lot of people are aware that American Heart Month is observed each year in February to raise awareness about heart disease and some of the ways it can be prevented. However, heart health is something that we should be mindful of every day of every year, as most of us know someone that has been affected by heart disease. We'll start with Dr. Etherton. And can you share with us some of the common symptoms and risk factors we need to be aware of?
Yeah, Matt. 1 in 4 deaths in the United States are caused by heart disease, making it the leading cause of death in both men and women. It should be noted that heart disease has surpassed cancer as the leading cause of death in women, so no longer considered a disease of men. The three major risk factors include hypertension, high cholesterol, and smoking. Other important risks include diabetes mellitus, obesity, an unhealthy diet and activity, as well as the most important family history of heart disease. And recognizing these symptoms of heart disease is very important. The classic symptoms of chest pain is reported in less than 50% of initial presentations. Other symptoms include chest pressure or tightness, left-sided arm, shoulder, or neck discomfort, and heaviness, misery, discomfort in the front or back of the chest, or even shortness of breath or nausea or sweating with exertion. And all are really important and should be reported to your doctor.
Absolutely. Dr. Remo, what are some of the recommendations for the prevention and treatment of heart disease that you can share with us?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's imperative that you do your best to be an active participant in your own healthcare. Mm-hmm. A lot of what Jeff and myself and our colleagues do can be prevented by an overall healthy diet, regular exercise activity, as well as lifestyle choices such as moderation of alcohol intake and smoking cessation. Now, this all seems to be common sense, and I appreciate how difficult it can be to sustain. For example, I have a gym membership, and I wish I used it more often.
Yeah,
we're all human. Yeah. We do the best we can. But just know that a healthy diet, exercise are extremely important in the prevention of heart disease. Now, apart from lifestyle choices, it's important to know your numbers. Be aware of your blood pressure and cholesterol levels and consult with your medical provider about keeping them within normal limits.
Sure.
Next, know what the warning signs are of a heart attack. The chances of surviving a heart attack are greater the sooner you are treated. And keep in mind, you know your body better than anyone else. So if something doesn't feel right, seek medical attention. Finally, I think it's important to find a physician that's right for you, one you feel comfortable with and one who takes the time to listen to you and answer your questions. I often tell my patients that they're the captain of the ship. My role is to do everything I can to help steer them to achieve their healthcare goals. So if you leave your doctor's office confused, then that may not be the doctor for you. So try to find a healthcare provider that listens, explains, and that you trust.
Yeah, good advice there. The when it comes to your chest and your heart, the wait-and-see approach doesn't really work very good, right?
That's right.
And now, I have been learning some information lately, in fact, from my wife here, that University of Maryland Shore Regional Health has been making some great strides in advancing the cardiovascular services offered locally in our community. Dr. Remo, what can you tell us about that?
So Jeff and I both do general cardiology, but we also have subspecialty expertise. And my specialty is cardiac electrophysiology, which is a study of the heart's electrical system. Now, abnormal electrical heart activity called arrhythmias can lead to significant symptoms. And when this happens, your heart may race while you're just sitting there. You may feel lightheaded or dizzy. You may even pass out. And sometimes if these are left untreated, some arrhythmias can be fatal. So arrhythmias are very common in the United States and especially on the Eastern Shore. Now, the management of arrhythmias can include implantation of medical devices such as monitors and pacemakers and defibrillators, which many of the listeners may have heard about. And we've been doing that here locally for many years. But other treatments include medications, and when that doesn't work, procedures can be performed called electrophysiology studies. Electrophysiology studies are invasive procedures during which electrical wires are temporarily placed inside the heart to identify abnormal heart tissue where arrhythmias originate from. Now, what this happens, then these areas can be eliminated with small burns in the heart, which are called ablations. So up until the fall of this year, arrhythmia management in our community was limited to device implantation and medications that were not always effective and could have side effects. The alternative had been for more difficult cases to travel long distances to other facilities for EP studies and ablation therapy. Now, the great news for us is that in the fall of 2016, we opened our EP laboratory here in Easton. And since we started this lab, we've successfully identified and eliminated recurrent abnormal heart rhythms in 8 patients who had previously been on multiple medications. And now most of those treated patients are on far fewer medications. But most importantly for them, they no longer have to deal with uncomfortable and sometimes frightening irregular heartbeats. So this is only the beginning, and I anticipate significant growth with our lab in the coming year. And I'm very thankful for the support of our hospital administration, our colleagues, and I'm proud of our EP cath lab staff. And I'm very happy to finally offer EP services to our community.
Yeah, good news there. Now, in addition to this type of testing and treatment now available at Shore Medical Center at Easton, I understand that additional advancements are on the horizon. Dr. Etherton, can you tell us a bit about some of the services that will be coming in the near future?
Sure, Matt. Thanks. The University of Maryland Shore Medical Center here in Easton currently has 1 cardiac catheterization laboratory, and we're actually near completion of a second one. And this new lab, the new cath lab, will be the most state-of-the-art facility in the state of Maryland. And this will enable us to offer percutaneous coronary intervention, or PCI. And what is PCI? PCI is more commonly described as a cardiac balloon or stent procedure, where blockages and blood clots in the coronary arteries are opened to allow fresh oxygenated blood into the heart. And we will first offer elective or non-emergency PCI to patients with chest pain or angina, is another word for it, and severe blockages. And this will start in approximately 1 month. Then we will gradually progress over the following couple months to performing the procedure on heart attack patients in an emergency situation. Prior to that, starting this new program, the patients had to be transferred to either Salisbury or to the Western Shore, which wasted valuable time during which irreversible damage, heart damage can occur.
Mm-hmm.
So we use the term time equals muscle, which means that it's imperative that patients be given this procedure as soon as possible.
Yeah.
We're really excited to offer this service to the Mid-Shore, and Dr. Gabriel Sardi, my partner with interventional cardiology, and I have performed over 4,000 of these procedures in our career and over 10,000 heart catheterizations, and the cardiology team here at Maryland from in Easton from the University of Maryland wanted this experience to start the program.
Awesome. Great news for local residents that, again, we'll be able to do this closer to home. And potentially saved lives. We're going to head back to Christina for this next one. Tell us where our listeners can find more about these services offered by Shore Regional Health and the services provided by Dr. Etherton and Dr. Remo.
Absolutely. First, thanks so much for having us and for allowing us the time to share some very exciting news about the advancements in cardiovascular services being made here, right here close to home by Shore Regional Health. These new programs and facilities will offer our patients more options for quality testing, treatment, and follow-up care. Additional information about the healthcare programs and services offered at Shore Regional Health, as well as specific information about all of our cardiovascular services, which include the cardiology practice and a barrage of cardiovascular and pulmonary services, can be found online by visiting us at umshoreregional.org.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Christina. And, of course, Dr. Remo and Dr. Etherton. Christina, I'll see you soon. I hope I don't see the other guys.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Nice to see you today. Here in the studio is fine. On your turf, no thank you.
Absolutely.